Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Download our rendezvous.
Download our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
We have everything that we need. Now what do we do next?
Place Tom turkey in a shallow roasting pan.
Right. Here. Okay.
Here you go, Tom.
There, you little guy.
Hi. What are you girls doing?
Hi, Jack. Well, we decided that it was just about time we cooked dinner for you for a change.
Oh, that should be interesting. What are you making?
Roast turkey.
I was just rubbing the lemon on it.
Chrissy, excuse me. You have to cut the lemon first. This is called a knife, you see, and you put it on top and you push down. That is called cutting the lemon. Then you always rub the lemon on the turkey in the direction the feathers grow. You see, never rub against the grain. Always do it this way. Got it?
Uh-huh. Let's see.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Like this?
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Huh. Chrissy, you want to sprinkle on the garlic powder?
You don't use garlic powder. Let me see. This is a sage, right? You put the sage on first, and you have to work it in ever so gently. Like that, see? And then you put the butter on to make the skin real crisp. Never, but never bruise the skin. Listen, I really want to thank both of you for cooking dinner for me like this.
Oh, Jack, it was no trouble at all.
Thanks. Don't get up.
Okay.
Oh, hi. Chrissy. Come on in.
Hi, Janet. Listen, Stanley and I were wondering if you could do us a favor.
Sure. What is it?
Well, this friend of mine just got married, and she left her little girl with us while she went on her honeymoon.
Huh?
Oh, no. Well, this is her second marriage. Anyway, this little girl is staying.
All she does is mope around the house.
And she is just so upset about her mother getting remarried. She's the sweetest little girl, but so sad. We've done everything to try to cheer her up, but
I even played my bugle.
So anyway, I thought that you girls, being younger, would have better luck.
Well, we'll be happy to help, Mrs. Roper.
Oh, good, good. Poor little thing, she's just sitting out there on the steps, so depressed.
Yeah, no enthusiasm, no energy, no interest. I've never seen anything like it.
Did you ever see yourself walking into the bedroom? Laurie, come on in, honey. I want you to meet some friends of mine. This is Chrissy.
Hi, Laurie.
And this is Janet.
How do you do?
Hi.
Now, why don't you just stay and visit for a while? And then this afternoon, Uncle Stanley can take you to the zoo.
Thank you, but I don't want to go to the zoo.
I don't want to go to the zoo either.
Well, how about a pony ride?
Oh, now you're talking.
Look, I'll go fix you lunch while you girls get acquainted, okay? Come on, Stanley.
Oh, a pony ride. Wow.
Would you like to sit down, Laurie?
Thank you.
Sure. That's a pretty good couch. So, you're Laurie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, what a dumb thing for me to say. So you're Laurie. I mean, who else would you be, right?
Hey,
I have the latest Peter Frampton album. You want to hear it?
Not especially.
Oh.
Oh. Well.
Oh, Jack. Oh, you have got to meet Jack.
Jack.
Ha! Careful, I almost scorched my giblets.
Well, I'm very sorry, Jack. I'm very sorry, but we have kind of an emergency in the other room. See, there's this little girl. Her name is Laurie. Well, her mom just got remarried.
How old are you, Laurie?
I'm 13.
Really? When I was your age, I was 13, too.
Is that her?
Oh, yes, Jack, this is Laurie.
Hello, Laurie. I'm very happy to meet you.
Why are you crying?
I was just slicing some onions in the kitchen. Excuse me. I fooled you. It's only a sponge. See?
You're funny.
Thank you.
Do you do the cooking here?
Oh, yeah. But not only the cooking, I'm also the nurse of the household. Hello, little girl. How are you feeling? Let's take your temperature. Oh, you're suffering from a loose Mickey Mouse watch. And sometimes I even dance. Nee, 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 get it, nee. But best of all, at midnight, I climb out of my coffin and I turn into a vampire. Oh, look, a blonde neck. What a lovely neck you have, my darling.
Well, I'm glad to see you're all getting along so well. Especially Jack and Chrissy.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Roper. I was just showing Lori what I do around here.
Stanley only fixes toilets. Well, I got your lunch ready, Lori. Come on, honey.
Can't I stay a little longer?
You can come back this afternoon.
Oh, great.
Bye, Lori.
Hey, Lori, it was really nice meeting you.
I really liked meeting you, Jack.
It was a pleasure to meet you, m'lady. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. That little girl looked at you like you were Robert Redford.
Oh, well, a lot of people notice the resemblance.
I don't know.
It's just the three of us spending a quiet evening together.
Yeah, waiting for a delicious turkey dinner.
Oh, I'll get it. I'm watching you. Hello? Oh, yeah, can you hold on while I get a pencil? Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Are you gonna jump her?
Maybe, but first let's finish the chess game.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Chrissy, listen to this telegram.
Janet and Chrissy, you are invited to a barbecue at the Marina Yacht Club at 8 o'clock sharp tonight. Hope you can make it. Signed, you know who?
The Marina Yacht Club. I've always wanted to go there.
Well, who's you know who? I don't know who. Don't you know who?
No, I don't know you know who. I know guess who.
It's Janet and Costello.
Wait a minute, I know who you know who is.
Who?
It's Dr. Bickman, our dentist.
What?
You know, when it's time for a cleaning, he always calls and says, this is you know who. Come on in and get rid of the goo.
That's right, and he does belong to the yacht club.
Yes! 8 o'clock, we can just make it.
Oh, Chrissy, I can't believe it. The Marina Yacht Club.
Hey, listen, you think we're dressed okay?
Oh, it's only a barbecue. Come on.
Right. Wait a minute, you mean you're going?
Oh, Jack, are you kidding? Do you think we're going to turn down an invitation like this?
Yeah, well, what about the turkey?
Sorry, but they only invited us.
Bye, Lori. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Am I interrupting dinner?
No, in fact, you're going to help me eat it.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Come on. Boy, that is a vintage cow.
Jack, you're the best cook in the whole world.
Oh, you don't have to say that.
But it's true.
I know, but you don't have to say it. Excuse me.
Hi, Jack. Remember me?
Rita, of course. I never forget about a face. Come on in.
I've come to take you up on your offer.
My offer?
Yeah. Don't you remember? At Larry's party. You said, Rita, any night you feel restless and lonely, you come on over.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Lori.
Oh, yes. Lori's living downstairs. We just had dinner together.
Oh, how sweet. Well, now that she's had her din-din, don't you think she should be running along?
Oh, yes, Lori. It's time for the grown-ups to have dessert.
I enjoyed this evening, Jack.
Yes, it's going to be wonderful. Rita, would you like to make yourself comfortable on the couch?
I thought you'd never ask.
Well, do you mind? I'm a righty.
Oh. You know, Jack, I'm from the school that says that if you're really attracted to somebody, well, you should kind of, like, give yourself to him totally.
That's a good school. Go away. Go away.
You better answer it.
I wanted to know if you'd like to go for an ice cream soda later.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Lori, but not tonight. Reed and I have a lot of homework to do. Now, where was I?
On the right track, Jack.
Oh, yeah? What?
I forgot my keys. I didn't disturb you.
This is getting ridiculous.
No, Rita, I'll lock the door. There, it's locked, okay? Okay. Lovely Rita.
I took your key by mistake.
Oh, that is joking.
Now, Rita, wait. Rita, hang on. Rita, where are you going?
Somewhere where there's less traffic, like on the Hollywood freeway.
She left so suddenly. Do you think she was anxious to go to bed?
I'm positive. This sure isn't my night. I mean, everybody is running out on me.
I'd never run out on you, Jack.
I know, you just keep running in on me.
How do you like that? All the way to the Marina Yacht Club to find out they weren't even having a barbecue.
They weren't?
No.
And we called Dr. Bickman. He said he didn't know anything about a telegram.
The whole thing was a fake.
Well, that's terrible. I wonder who said it.
Trick all the way to the Marina Yacht Club for nothing.
Oh, yeah. Boy, Chrissy, we should have just stayed at home like we planned with Jack.
Yeah, we never should have left you, Jack.
No, not after you worked so hard on that turkey.
Oh, well, I must admit, I did get quite depressed. In fact, I've developed a splitting headache.
Oh, poor baby. Oh,
Janet, would you do me a favor? Could you rub my temples? It would feel so
soothing. Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, and Chrissy, would you mind massaging my toes? I've been standing in front of a hot stove that feels so good.
Jack, can you ever forgive us for leaving you alone?
Oh, Jack wasn't alone. We had dinner together.
Oh,
that's nice. It was delicious. We had turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and Rita.
Rita? Rita, is that a dish?
She sure is.
Why?
No.
Yeah!
Ow, ow, me.
All right, Jack, come on. Who is Rita?
Well, it's Rita Murray, but I barely had any time to speak to her. Isn't that right, Lori?
That's right. It's hard to talk when you're kissing.
Oh. Chrissy, if you had a date and you wanted to get rid of your roommates in a big hurry, what would you do? Yell fire! No, Chrissy, you would send a telegram. But what if the place burned down before it was delivered? Chrissy! Jack is the one who sent us that telegram.
You mean he's you-know-who?
Yes, and he's also a you-know-what.
Wait a minute. Why would I do a thing like that?
Because you wanted to be alone with your precious Rita.
Why would I want to be alone with Rita?
Because she was restless and lonely.
Don't help me, Lori.
Well, Jack, if you are so anxious to be alone, Chrissy and I will gladly leave you alone. Let's go down and eat at the Regal Beagle.
Yeah. Wait a minute, but there's plenty of turkey left.
Jack, we wouldn't touch your turkey with a 10-foot fork.
Can you imagine that, them accusing me of a childish trick like that?
You're better off without them.
You're darn right I am.
I know. That's why I sent the telegram.
You? You sent the telegram? Why?
I wanted to be alone with you.
Okay, Laura, you're coming with me.
Where are you taking me?
You're going to tell Janet and Chrissy that you sent that telegram.
No. No, I'll never tell.
Yes, you will, young lady. There's going to be some big trouble.
Why are you getting so mad? I only did it because I love you.
Lori, I think you and I better have a little talk. Sit down. You know, Lori, move over. The other way. Now, come on, Lori, listen to me. You know, in life, there are all different kinds of love. You love your mommy, you love your friends, you love your dog.
I don't have a dog. I have a cat.
Okay, you love your cat.
I hate my cat.
Lori, how old are you?
13.
I'm almost twice your age.
Don't worry, I'll catch up.
What?
Well, when I'm 26, you'll only be 39. And that's only half as old.
No, Lori, what I'm trying to say...
And when you're 80, I'll only be 67. So I'll be able to take care of you.
Oh, that's very nice. No, but that's not the point. Lori, look, what I'm trying to say is right now, you're too young to know what real love is.
What is real love?
Real love is, well, when you care about a person so much, you'd rather be with them than anybody in the whole world.
Then I love you.
Oh, well, that's so sweet, Lori, and I thank you, but... See, the thing is that I don't love you.
That'll come in time.
No, it won't, Lori. Now, I am older than you, so you have to listen to me. Now, come on, look, this is not going to last. It's no good between us, Lori. You will forget all about me.
I'll never forget you.
Yes, you will.
I'll never forget you, not as long as I live.
Young lady, you're coming with me and you're telling Janet and Chrissy exactly what you did or you may not live that long.
I just love a man who's forceful.
Move.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Chrissy, I am so hungry, I could eat a horse.
I'm so hungry, I could eat its saddle.
I think we are.
Gee, Liz.
What a day this has been.
Janet, Chrissy, I've got something to say to you.
Well, we have nothing to say to you, Mr. Fake Telegram Sender.
All right, come on, move over. Janet, Jack. Move over. Sit down, Lori. Move over.
Chrissy, come over.
Now, you have shunned me.
You have defamed my character. You have accused me, but now you're going to eat those words because little Lori here has something to say about who really sent that telegram. Go ahead, Lori. Tell him who sent it.
Gosh, Jack. If you didn't send it, I don't know who did.
Lori, you sent that telegram. Now go ahead and tell him. It was her.
That is awful. Trying to blame it on an innocent little girl? Jack, I didn't even think that you could stoop that low. Let's go, Chrissy.
Now, wait a second, Janet.
Jack, just forget it.
Chrissy, you believe me, don't you? You promised me that you were going to tell them.
Woman has the right to change her mind.
Make a wish. Good morning. Janet, can I have part of that paper, please? May I inform you, Miss Wood, that I pay for one-third of that newspaper? Funny. Don't you think this is getting ridiculous?
Jack, we are not talking to you today.
Girl, this is getting out of hand now. Come on.
Did you hear me, Jack? We are not talking to you today. Right, Chrissy? Chrissy, it's okay to talk to me. Oh, right.
Oh, hi. Jack, look, could we see you for a minute?
Sure, come in.
Stanley and I have had a nice long talk with Lori, and she has something that she wants to say to you.
Come on, kid, spill it.
I was the one who sent that telegram.
See, what did I tell you?
You did?
But why?
I just wanted to be alone with Jack.
Yeah, but sending a telegram was a rotten thing to do.
I'll say she charged it to my phone.
Now, it's hard to believe.
I'll say $7.50.
That wasn't very nice.
I'll say she could have held it.
You said enough.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
Now, come on, don't you think you're all being a little rough on Lori here? So she's young and impressionable, and she happened to fall in love with the kid here. I mean, who could blame her?
While we're talking about love, I have something to tell you.
Uh-huh.
I like you very much, but I need someone who's a little more mature.
Oh, really?
Well, it's okay. I already found someone.
You did?
Yeah. Albert.
Albert?
Hey, Albert, you can come up now. Everybody, this is Albert.
Hi.
Albert, this is Jack, the man I was involved with.
Hi, Albert.
What's happening?
Oh, fine, thank you.
Hey, don't take this too hard, you know. I'm sure you'll find yourself another old lady.
You think so?
Sure. Come on, let's go skateboard.
Can't we go to the beach?
Skateboard.
I just love a man who's forceful.
Women.
Kids. They're impossible.
Aw, come on, Stanley. You were a kid once. Weren't you? You can't blame Lori for having a crush on Jack.
Yeah, between you and me, isn't love crazy?
Between you and me, it would be ridiculous.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.